touch of your hand says you catch me ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's high tide at the Port of Baltimore, and they're in the process of moving the Dolly, the container ship that destroyed the Francis Scott Key Bridge almost 2 months ago.
The Dolly is set to be refloated and moved about 2.5 miles upriver to the Baltimore Marine Terminal. The process is expected to take about 3 hours and is possible because of a series of controlled explosions that broke up pieces of the bridge that were pinning the ship down. The ship's crew of 21 people have remained on board since the crash. Their future is uncertain since their U.S. visas have expired. The Dolly crashed back in March, killing 6 maintenance workers. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Iran's president and foreign minister among officials killed in a helicopter crash in mountainous northwest Iran. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer sent a letter to members last night declaring he'll bring the border deal that was scuttled by Donald Trump's allies in the House for a Senate vote this week. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Memorial Day is nearly here. Time to fire up for grilling season. Head to OmahaSteaks.com for the Memorial Day sale with 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off grilling favorites like tender steaks, beefy burgers, and much more. Plus, use promo code QUALITY at checkout to save an extra $30. Their unconditional money-back guarantee backs every purchase. At OmahaSteaks.com, use code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, June milk up 33 to 21.45, July up 11 to 20.61, August up 12 to 20.21, September milk down 3 at 19.84. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up a half to 212 and a half, 40-pound blocks up 4 1/4 to 194 and a quarter, 5 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 307, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 116.5, no trades. Dry whey steady at 41.5, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly higher as market fundamentals were strong and traders confidently advanced the feeder cattle and live cattle contracts higher due to increase in boxed beef prices and also expectations that the feedlots would hold out and get higher cash prices. Hog markets were mostly lower, however, with pork cutout values closing lower Wednesday in the cash hog market, not accomplishing much last week. That pressured the hog market. June live cattle up 202 to 181.05. May feeder cattle up $1.87 to 246.72. June hogs down $1.87 to $96.50. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets lower due to a lack of any bullish fundamental news. Also, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange did not adjust corn production for South America, even with the drought and other issues. Soybeans, meanwhile, were mostly higher after the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange lowered soybean production, and there's still some of those export issues in South America that supported U.S. prices. Wheat mostly lower as the dollar continued to firm off of the low end of the trading range. Mativ wheat also was mostly lower on Friday. New crop corn down 5 1/4 to 476 1/2. New crop beans up 4 1/4 to 1203 1/4. July wheat down 12 to 651 1/4. Minneapolis wheat July down 9 1/4 to 711 1/2. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have scattered showers and thunderstorms on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. There could be some locally heavy rain, too, with a 1/2 inch to 1 inch or more possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. A couple of isolated stronger storms will be possible, too. 74 will be our high both today and tomorrow. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
That song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? Well, that song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? I love that part about break my heart and baby please come home. And I love that line about a hurting my mind and my beer ain't got no phone. That song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. The first time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? Well, you sing high and I'll sing low and everybody sing along. But everybody quit while I get my kick to sing and bring that boogie home. That song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again.
first time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? Okay, gang. Well, that song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. Driving me crazy.
Something's wrong. I can't shake it, it's gone too far. He said, tell me what your symptoms are. He said, my hands are sweaty and my knees are weak. I can't eat and I can't sleep. It's turning me every way but loose. He said, it sounds like love's got a hold on you. No doubt love's got a hold on you. I was settling down, no more of this running round. Looked at me like I was a fool and said, come on, tell us what's wrong with you. Said my hands are sweaty and my knees are weak. I can't eat and I can't sleep. It's turning me every way but loose. Said it sounds like love's got a hold on you. No doubt love's got.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
You wrote your cheating heart about a gal like my first ex-wife. For me and for you, Hank Williams, you wrote my life. The cold, cold heart and a doubtful mind. I have known a few myself, and the gal that loved me half as much as she loves somebody else. You wrote your cheating heart about
arms you wrote my life. I've heard that blue old whippoorwill too, and the lonesome whistle whine. I know that feeling so cold, so real, when the blues come around at midnight. We never met, I know, and yet I know you well, my friend. And if ever I get to heaven on high, I hope you'll shake my hand. You wrote your cheating heart about a gal like my first ex-wife, and you moaned the blues for me and for you.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mo Bandy and Hank Williams, You Wrote My Life, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures mid to upper 50s across the region, and we do have areas of showers and storms moving across the region this morning. Looks like this first half of the week, we are going to see a whole bunch of rain. Could see up to 3 inches by the time it's pretty much wrapped up by Thursday. And we'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, in our Newsmaker segment, we're going to be talking with Alexis Taylor. She is an undersecretary with USDA, and she was at UW Stout on Friday talking about some new programs from USDA to help folks like Stout develop sustainable packaging for some of the other crops that, not like corn and soybeans, but things like cranberries and also potatoes and vegetables and things like that. So we're going to talk with Undersecretary Taylor about that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. American agriculture is an export powerhouse. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
It's no secret in U.S. agriculture how valuable trade is to multiple sectors. Daniel Whitley, administrator of the Foreign Agriculture Service, spoke during the 2024 NAFB Washington Watch. He says U.S. agriculture is a powerhouse.
The American ag sector is an export powerhouse. We punch well above our weight, and without export markets, we don't survive. For a population of roughly 380 million people, we grow enough calories roughly on an annualized basis to feed a billion people. So we grow a lot of food and agricultural products, and we feed a lot of people around the world. And that's really important to the economics of American agriculture. That's important to the environmental and sustainability components of American agriculture. And it's also important for our social responsibility to the rest of the world.
With more people to feed as the world's population grows, science-based standards for agriculture have never been more important.
It's no secret that the world has got to figure out how to feed 10 billion people by the year 2050. It won't happen without American agriculture. Won't happen. And it won't happen without a global adoption and acceptance of science, technology, and innovation. And American agriculture is the unequivocal lead in science, technology, and innovation. And we are showing the path on what production agriculture looks now and tomorrow. And we're hoping that many of our trading partners and our competitors feel the same way and have the same passion about science, technology, and innovation.
One of the biggest goals at FAS is opening up new market opportunities rather than relying on just a few regular customers.
We've got some new tools in FAS we're using to support our exports. The Regional Ag Promotion Program, RAP, which is a market development program like our existing MAP program and FMD programs. And hopefully our producers get a chance to take advantage of this $1.3 billion made available by the Secretary's Office in Congress to help grow exports and diversify our presence. 60% of our exports go to China, Mexico, Canada, and Europe. This program helps America's farmers and ranchers look at the rest of the world other than those four markets. A lot of emphasis on Africa, a lot of emphasis on Southeast Asia, and of course, a lot of emphasis on Latin America.
FSA Administrator Dan Whitley. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-960-3030. That's 1-800-960-3030. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. 1-800-960-3030. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have scattered showers and thunderstorms on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. There could be some locally heavy rain, too, with a half inch to an inch or more possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. A couple of isolated stronger storms will be possible, too. 74 will be our high both today and tomorrow. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
There's a new kind of music going round. It's known as the boogie grass sound. So grab your partner and swing her around and dance to the boogie grass sound. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers Ramblin' Band. We put the music all together, so dance to the boogie grass band.
plays the banjo and saws the fiddle too. Taught me how to sing and play for you. I got bluegrass in my soul and rhythm in my feet. So dance to the boogie grass beat. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers Ramblin' Band. We put the music all together, so dance to the boogie grass band.
Drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both ain't no road too long. We meet in the middle.
It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to say it now. Standing in the backyard, remind me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet. Start walking mine. We meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long when we meet in the middle. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We meet.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Diamond Rio and Meet in the Middle here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 50s. A lot of rain across the region as well. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Dairy Farmers, the Professional Dairy Producers, is offering a comprehensive learning experience for those involved in dairy hoof health. It's the 2024 Hoof Management Workshop. This one-day event will equip participants with strategies to prevent lameness, improve handling skills, and employ treatment options. Now, this is designed for hoof trimmers, herd persons, vets, nutritionists, and others involved in dairy management. And it will be held on Thursday, June 20th at Meyer Farms in Wanakee. Again, Thursday, June 20th, Meyer Farms in Wanakee. And for more information, just call 800-947-7379. That's 800-947-7379. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Throughout rural America, massive solar power generating sites are popping up on prime agricultural land, and many more are planned. Farmers in Arkansas recently learned of an unintended consequence of that growth, and I'll have details after this. Nutrien Ag Solutions has crop consultants all over the United States to help manage the agronomy for your acres. Recently, I talked with Kyle Huvar, crop consultant in Texas, about the impact of crop rotation on rice acres.
My opinion is crop rotation is very important. A lot of the high-yielding growers in our area rotate between a rice to an idle fallow ground, which usually has cattle on it. So it'll be 1 year of rice production followed by an idle or cattle ground year, and then rice again, which gives the ground time to heal and also allows those cows to eat on those weedy rice problems and grass species that trouble us during the growing season.
What are some other ways you recommend farmers deal with those troublesome weeds?
Really, the best way to deal with these troublesome resistant weeds is to start clean and stay clean. It's a lot harder to come back over the top and more expensive to control those weeds later when you can hit it off up front.
Kyle Huvar, crop consultant in El Campo, Texas, thanks for joining us this week for the update on agronomy for your acres. To learn more, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. Solar power generation. It's become a hot topic in areas of the Corn Belt as electrical utilities have begun building massive-scale solar fields to provide more renewable electricity to their grids. The U.S. Department of Energy says solar panels will eventually need to cover more than 10 million acres. So far, about 800,000 acres have been installed, roughly the size of Rhode Island. Solar power developers look for several factors when siting a new project. They want ease of construction, plenty of direct sunlight, and proximity to the grid. And perhaps most importantly, they want a broad, flat area to install the panels. Those requirements are easiest to meet on existing farmland, and utilities have been willing to pay up to $1,000 an acre for land rent. With cash rent in most of the Corn Belt well under $500 an acre, those premiums can be hard for a landowner to pass up. But as more ground goes under panels, landowners are finding some unintended consequences. Whitney Hagwood of the Delta Farm Press recently highlighted the concerns for prior converted farmland in the Mississippi Delta. Much of that prime agricultural land was once wetlands, and they were drained and tiled to make the land tillable. Any land that was in ag production as of December 23, 1984, is allowed to stay in production under the prior converted cropland exemption to the National Food Security Act of 1985. Unfortunately, landlords are finding that if they convert prior converted cropland to solar farms, they could lose the exemption when the solar lease ends. Rodney Baker, an Arkansas lobbyist, said, quote, "Losing exemptions on farmed wetlands potentially puts us at the risk of loss of land value and expanded regulation. Once land is classified as non-agricultural, EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have oversight over those areas to enforce guidelines under the Clean Water Act, which could mean the land never goes back into crop production." I'll have that update after this.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Yes, it's always wise to read the fine print. Moving prior converted farmland into solar power generation could mean that land is no longer eligible for crop production, though there is the potential this could be fixed with an amendment in the next farm bill. So far, no text of a solution has been published, but we'll keep an eye on the issue. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on the finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Assuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone.
Baby's been coming home wearing a smile, dressing up and buying all the latest styles. She never looked better, everyone agrees. But when we get along, I know something's wrong, and it's worrying me. Baby's acting strange lately. I think baby's got a new baby. See through her disguise, something in her eyes. She's afraid to tell me. Baby's coming home later, going places I would never take her. Baby's got a new baby. It ain't me. Baby's been talking about a place of her own. That's funny, 'cause she never likes being alone. Drifting and drifting farther apart while we sleep. If I could read her mind, who would I find when she starts dreaming? Baby's acting strange lately. I think baby's got a new baby. I see through her disguise, something in her eyes. She's afraid to tell me. Baby's coming home later, going places I would never take her. Baby's got a new baby.
Dobie Buffaloes, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Walking alone, whistling a song, barefoot and fancy free. A big river boat passing us by, she's headed for New Orleans. There she goes, disappearing around a bend. Roll on, Mississippi, you make me feel like a child again. Cool river breeze, like peppermint leaves, the taste of it takes me back. Chewing on a straw, torn overalls, cane pole and old straw hat. Muddy river, just like a long lost friend. Roll on, Mississippi, you make me feel like a child again. Roll on, Mississippi,
Mississippi.
Big river roll. You're the child of dream I grew up on. Roll on, Mississippi, carry me home. Now I can see I've been away too long. Roll on, Mississippi.
and the world's spinning round too fast for me. I need a place to dream. So I come to your banks, I sit in your shade, and relive the memories Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn roll on Mississippi. You make me feel like a child again. Roll on Mississippi. Big River roll. You're the childhood dream I grew up on. Roll on Mississippi. Carry me home. Now I can see I've been away too long. Roll on Mississippi, roll on. Mississippi, roll on.
Roll on, Mississippi, roll on.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank determined that farmers in the 9th District paid approximately $840 million in interest payments last year. Tate Berg, Senior Agriculture Coordinator at the Minneapolis Fed, says that much money in interest alone is putting a tremendous squeeze on farmers.
The rising interest expense is kind of two stories. The first is that, of course, interest rates have increased, and because of that, borrowing costs increases. And the second part is that the ag production loan balances have also increased as well. Part of that is due to production expenses remaining elevated. And for 2023, ag production loans in the 9th District increased by 11%. So if you include that increase in ag production loans plus the increase in interest rates, overall, that's a really big impact.
He does say, however, though, the interest rate growth is beginning to slow. The National Milk Producers Federation has received funding from the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service's Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Program. The funding will help with two projects designed to advance cattle disease preparedness. The first award will expand on funding the Federation received in 2021 to build the National Dairy Farmers Assuring Responsible Management Biosecurity Program. The farm program provides dairy farmers with tools to protect the health of their herd and employees from everyday and foreign animal diseases. The second will bring together stakeholders, including dairy cooperatives, milk haulers, milk testing labs, state and federal health officials, and the National Animal Health Laboratory Network lab directors to conduct a gap analysis and create a reporting outline, current capabilities and guidance for the industry and policymakers to implement a foot and mouth disease diagnostic using bulk tank milk samples to provide herd level disease surveillance in the event of an outbreak. House Agriculture Committee Ranking Member David Scott says the discussion draft of the Farm Bill released by Chairman G.T. Thompson confirms his worst fears. He's accusing Republicans of planning to pay for the Farm Bill by taking food out of the mouths of hungry children. They're also restricting farmers from receiving the Climate Smart Conservation funding they so desperately need, Scott added. The draft also bars USDA from providing financial assistance to farmers in time of crisis. The National Pork Producers Council applauded Thompson's discussion draft, saying he listened to stakeholders before putting pen to paper. He addressed the most pressing issues facing agriculture, and that's how government should work, said NPPC President Lori Stevermeyer. Among the key ingredients in Thompson's draft are legislative solutions to the problems triggered by California's Proposition 12 and language preserving the resources needed to protect the nation's food supply through foreign animal disease prevention. The Wisconsin Pork Association has announced a new opportunity for youth ages 13 through 18 as of January 1st of 2024 who are interested in agriculture, specifically the swine industry, the WPA Luth Leaders Program. Now, this one-day event will take place July 16th at UW Platteville's Pioneer Farm. The program is designed for young people who want to better understand Wisconsin's pork industry and expand their network of agricultural professionals in the state. Participants will grow their knowledge of pork production, diverse career opportunities, agricultural advocacy, professionalism, and more. Participants will have a full day of experiences that will position them for career and personal success. Now, for more information on the program, just contact the Wisconsin Pork Association. Registration deadline is June 30th, and registration is $10 per person. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have scattered showers and thunderstorms on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. There could be some locally heavy rain, too, with a half inch to an inch or more possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. A couple of isolated stronger storms will be possible, too. 74 will be our high both today and tomorrow. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair. Mow the yard really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. Well, she's got
tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X.
gonna show one old boy that a weekend moon. And I pray that someday I will find me a redneck girl, a redneck girl likes to stay out all night long. She makes sweet rock and roll while she listens to the country song.
You grew up with Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile, pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend who seemed so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow things he should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. Gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted, cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile, pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. Like I'll never see tomorrow, treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, each other, 'cause we're only here